It's the Daily ISO with Tom Vecchio.
What's going on and welcome to the Daily ISO. I'm your host, Tom Vecchio. I'm one of the contributors over at numberfire.com. This is a daily fantasy basketball podcast coming to you 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, getting you set for the day's slate, breaking down any news, notes, injuries, whatever it may be to help you set your lineups. The podcast can be found on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Google Play. It's on TuneIn, Spotify. It is across the industry. Remember to subscribe on the given platform. And if you're listening to it on numberfire.com, you can actually download it right below. Before jumping into those winners and losers, I want to let you know about the FanDuel Hot Streak contest that's running right now through March 11th. Each day, there's one featured streak-eligible contest that you can play with tons of cash prizes up for grabs. If you have at least one lineup finished in the top 50% of users, then your streak will continue. Your longest streak until March 11th will be rewarded, and to top it off, whoever achieves the longest streak could win $25,000 in cash. So head over to FanDuel.com or download the FanDuel app and get started. We have 10 games on the slate, and it's setting up to be a pretty good one. As of right now, there are 8 games with over-under set, and they all come in at 219 points or higher, and the largest spread on the slate is 9.5 points in favor of Brooklyn at home against the Cavaliers. So very high-scoring games coming in 219 points or higher, all of them right now, the 8 out of the 10. So we're in a spot where there are plenty of spots to attack. We have close games. This is all good for fantasy value since we know the players will be playing full minutes. Starting off at point guard as usual, it's a loaded slate. There are, you know, plenty of high-end options. Ben Simmons, Kyrie Irving, Kemba Walker, Trae Young, De'Aaron Fox, even Rondo is getting up there in price. But for me, I want to take a look at some of the guys in the mid to lower tier who are really in a good spot. And I think number one, you know, guy who's going to be pretty popular tonight is Tomas Satoransky for the Washington Wizards. He is $5,900 tonight. He's going up against the Dallas Mavericks, who are 30th in defensive efficiency against point guards. That is dead last in the league. He comes in with very solid minutes and some solid numbers in this last five-game stretch, or these 5 games. This side of the All-Star break, 30, 36, 31, 32, and 26 minutes in this five-game stretch. And yeah, some of these games are under one fantasy point per minute at 23, 29, 22, 31, and 24. It's about 0.8, 0.9 in some of these games. But we know the usage, you know, the offense for the Wizards, it's flowing to Bradley Beal. And that's fine. If he's going out there and playing 32 minutes and going to post 31 fantasy points, or he's out there, you know, playing 36 minutes and posting 29 fantasy points, I'm on board with that. He's $5,900 in a very, very soft defensive matchup. So hopefully he will creep a bit closer towards, you know, that one fantasy point per minute threshold. That's what we really shoot for. I think that's, a very viable cash game spot to attack. If you want to pivot off of him, you know, right kind of in that same price tier, maybe half a step above, is Jamal Murray for the Denver Nuggets. They're up against the Lakers tonight, and this is one of the two games that does not have an over-under set. We're waiting on, you know, a pretty good amount of injury news when it comes to the Lakers side, which we'll get to, but this matchup is so favorable for Jamal Murray. The Lakers are 25th in defensive efficiency against point guards this season. At $7,000, Murray is going out there playing a ton of minutes, 28 or more in each of his last four, posting 30 or more fantasy points in each of his last four games. So the production is there, the minutes are there, the matchup is there, and although we don't have an over-under set as of right now, we should be looking at one, you know, in the 220s, maybe low 230s, just given, you know, how good Denver is and, you know, how weak on defense the Lakers are, combined with the fact that they can also score plenty on offense. So Murray at $7,000 is another strong option tonight. Right in that same price tier, right, $100 less is Dennis Smith Jr. for the New York Knicks. They are going up against the Phoenix Suns, which has been a team for, you know, a few seasons now. We want to attack anytime they're on the slate. The Suns are 18th in defensive efficiency against point guards this year. And since being acquired by the Knicks, DSJ has looked really strong. Now, it should be noted that he is splitting a bit of time with Emmanuel Mudiay, you know, at the point guard position, and since the All-Star break, DSJ has played a high of 29 minutes. We haven't seen him break 30 minutes, which is something we normally want to shoot for, but, you know, specifically in some of these last games, 41 fantasy points in 28 minutes, and then 32 fantasy points in, again, 28 minutes. is really strong production, and at $6,900 in this favorable matchup against the Suns, that is firmly on the table tonight. Moving on to shooting guard tonight, which is absolutely loaded at this position, is something we normally don't see. We have, I want to say, like 8+ options at this $8,000 mark or so, and above, that are really, really strong night in and night out, and we have them all on the same slate. Bradley Beal, Luka Doncic, Donovan Mitchell, D'Angelo Russell, DeMar DeRozan, Drew Holiday, Devin Booker, Jimmy Butler. I mean, there are so many options. That's not normally the case at shooting guard. If you really want to spend up, D'Angelo Russell is in a fantastic spot going up against the Cleveland Cavaliers, which has been a team we've been attacking all season long. They are 22nd defensive efficiency against shooting guards this year, and Russell has seemingly taking care of business the three times that he has played them this year, averaging 34 minutes per game while posting 47 fantasy points on average over that span. Really strong production from him. I'm also on board with DeMar DeRozan tonight for the San Antonio Spurs going up against Atlanta, another team we've been attacking all season long. DeRozan is coming off an absolutely fantastic game the other night, posting 50 fantasy points. This now gives him 48 or more fantasy points in two of his last three games, and 48 or more fantasy points in three of his last six on this side of the All-Star break. So certainly fantastic production from him. He has $9,000 tonight. If you want to drop down a little bit, you know, we're looking for some savings at a certain point. You know, I think we should be looking to, you know, attack this Lakers defense, which is clearly very lackluster over the past few games and really the past month or two. Malik Beasley for the Denver Nuggets comes in at $4,200 and is playing some good minutes as of late. He hasn't broken 30 since prior to the All-Star break, and he has good production in this time. I'm not going to say it's amazing. It's slightly under one fantasy point per minute for most of these games. He has 22 minutes, 26 fantasy points, 22 minutes, 16, 24, 18. That's kind of the range we're going to get him at, but at $4,200, in this matchup going up against the Lakers, who are 29th in defensive efficiency, I think he's viable for GPP options at $4,200. You get the savings, you get a favorable matchup, and again, a game that should be higher scoring, and the Nuggets will be playing up in pace. So it sets up for him to be a nice GPP target, and if he can break one fantasy point per minute, it's all gravy at $4,200. Other options you want to be looking at, actually on the other side of that game, is Josh Hart for the Lakers. As I said, they're dealing with a ton of injuries right now. We have Brandon Ingram, who missed their most recent game, and he is listed as questionable for tonight's game. We have Lance Stevenson, who's dealing with an injury. We have Kyle Kuzma dealing with an injury. So we don't know who they're going to be starting, but you know, Josh Hart is a guy at $4,400 who has seen some elevated minutes, you know, specifically when they're dealing with a ton of injuries. He played 30 in their most recent game against the Clippers. He played 25 in that game against Phoenix back on the 2nd. The game against the Clippers, he put up 24 fantasy points in 30 minutes. I think that's pretty solid for guys $4,400. Going up against the Nuggets tonight, they actually come in dead last in the league in defensive efficiency against shooting guards. So at $4,400, he may be grabbing the start based on the injury news we don't have yet. This is a West Coast game, obviously, so we need more information on this. And if Hart gets the start at $4,400, I think he could be cash game viable, given how easy this matchup for him tonight. So take note of that, and we got to pay attention to the lineups once they start coming out. Moving on to small forward, where LeBron James comes in as the most expensive option at 12.7 tonight. And after that, it's a pretty wide margin when it comes to the pricing. The next player is his teammate, Brandon Ingram, who, as I mentioned, is dealing with a bit of an injury. We don't know his status yet. Also at 7.7 is Kelly Oubre for the Phoenix Suns. So we're in a spot where you kind of got to decide, are you going to spend up for LeBron, or are you going to drop down and take a bit of savings and hopefully try and be a bit different in tournaments, since we know LeBron is just going to do what he's going to do. You know, 50 fantasy point floor, 65, you know, fantasy points isn't out of the question on every single night. And he should be able to do it kind of regardless of matchup. If you don't want to spend up for him, you know, look at a guy like Rudy Gay for the San Antonio Spurs, you know, going up against the Atlanta Hawks, again, a team we want to attack, a team we have been attacking all season. They actually come in 11th in defensive efficiency against small forwards this year. But I like the recent production out of Rudy Gay, along with the minutes, you know, 27 and 26 minutes in these last two games. posting 39 and 35 fantasy points. I think he's on the table for cash games tonight at $6,500. This game is one of the ones that we do not have the over-under, so we need more information there, but it sets up to be a good one for the Spurs since Atlanta has just been giving away fantasy points over the course of the season. Kind of in that same price range right there is Joe Ingles for the Utah Jazz. He's $6,200 tonight, actually going up against the team he faced most recently, the Pelicans, back on Monday night. He played 33 minutes, posting 22 fantasy points. Not great point per minute production, but you know that is the first time this side of the All-Star break where he really had a quote-unquote bad game. Yes, some of the games this side of the All-Star break, he was below one fantasy point per minute, but all those games were up at 32 fantasy points or more. So at 33 minutes, he played the same amount of minutes he's playing every single game. He just had kind of an off night. So he's still going up against New Orleans, who's a team we can also attack on a night-in and night-out basis, considering they are 28th in defensive efficiency against small forwards. I think you can firmly go to him. $100 cheaper than him is Yedi Osman for the Cleveland Cavaliers. I think this is another spot you can attack. Brooklyn is, you know, not as bad as they were on defense in years past, but they're still not great. I mean, that's what it comes down to. At $6,100, he can certainly reach value since the Nets come in 20th in defensive efficiency against small forwards this year. He's playing consistent minutes every single night. It's just there every single night for him. 34, 32, 31, 32, 32, 33 minutes in every single game this side of the All-Star break. His production has varied a bit in only two games, really posting 18 and 17 points. But outside of those, he's posted 31 or more fantasy points in every single game. So I really like the production out of him. I love the minutes out of him. And the matchup for him tonight is actually solid going up against the Nets. So we are comfortable in attacking them really in most matchups. On the other side of that, man, Damari Carroll is looking good for the Nets. And at $4,600 offers a really nice amount of salary relief on a large slate where, you know, you truly want to jam in, you know, some of these top tier studs. He has posted, you know, 31 or more fantasy points in two of his last three games. We do know that his minutes aren't consistent and aren't solid enough, I'll say, for cash games. 22, 19, 26, 18, you know, minutes in these past four games really isn't great for a cash game player. At $4,600, he makes a better GPP option because the matchup is also pretty solid for him going up against the Cavs, who are middle of the road, 15th in defensive efficiency against small forwards. He got the pure scoring going in his most recent game against Dallas. That's how he's able to reach 33 fantasy points, and I think we could be in for much of the same tonight since we are in a spot where the Nets should be winning this game. They should have control, and the matchup is pretty solid for him, along with having a, you know, a very modest price where he truly doesn't break the bank. So at small forward, you can spend up tonight and get to LeBron if you want to, or, you know, drop down into this mid-tier and take some of these guys in the $6,000 range and the $5,000 range, which will allow you to spend up elsewhere. On to power forward now, where the most expensive option on the slate is Julius Randle for the Pelicans. He comes in at $9,500 and is going up against the Jazz, who he just played 2 days ago. Really think he actually deserves this $9,500 price tag. He has been playing so well as of late, you know, putting up 56 fantasy points against the Jazz. Just 2 days ago, as I mentioned, he put up 50 points against Denver prior to that. And if you look back even further on this side of the All-Star break, yeah, he had a down game, or quote-unquote down game, against Phoenix, only posting 28 fantasy points, but that was still at one fantasy point per minute. He played 27 minutes in that game. The two games prior to that 28-point game, he put up 50 and 52 fantasy points. I mean, he is truly reaping the rewards with Anthony Davis seeing limited minutes, and you should be willing to go right back to the well with him. Same matchup as the other night against Utah, where he put up 30 real points. Now, I don't expect him to score 30 real points again. Hopefully we'll see him in the same range as we saw in some other games where he's posting like 19 points, 14 rebounds. He, you know, is fully capable of getting a double-double. So if it's not from 30 points, it could be 22 points, and instead of 8 rebounds, it's going to be 11 rebounds. So he'll still make up the fantasy point, you know, differential, but it won't all be from raw points. Absolutely love spending up on him. Kevin Love at $8,300 is another play you should consider spending on. His minutes have really become stable. I mean, he sat against Detroit back on March the 2nd. He just didn't play. But around that game, he played 28 against Orlando, 28 against the Knicks, and 28 against Portland. If this is the new spot we're going to be seeing his minutes, it's obviously fantastic because he's producing over one fantasy point per minute in all of these games. 35, 42, 31 fantasy points in these three games. If you look back prior to that, he's posting above one fantasy point per minute in those games as well, but they were under 28 minutes. So hopefully in this favorable matchup going up against the Nets, who are 22nd against power forwards, we will see him at this 28-minute kind of floor. Hopefully we'll see him break 30 minutes for the first time. Obviously that production is fantastic. $8,300 is a very, very reasonable price tag on him. For a truly cheap option tonight, you should be looking at Noah Vonleh for the New York Knicks. He is $4,700 tonight going up against the Phoenix Suns. Again, a team you want to be attacking anytime they are on the slate. They are 28th against power forwards this year. And at $4,700, Vonleh has so much opportunity to break value tonight. He's playing 33, 27, 22 minutes in these past three games, which is obviously, you know, highly variable, I would say. You know, going from 22 to 33 is a large jump. He's still producing fantasy points in these games. 26 and 33 minutes is okay. The 36 in 27 minutes is obviously fantastic, and then 29 in 22 minutes. He has two double-doubles in these last three games, which is great. And at $4,700, him reaching and breaking value is firmly, firmly on the table tonight. This game comes in with a very high over-under. We know it's going to be that way, 225 points. Phoenix is only favored by 3.5, so we're looking at a close game. And yes, I know both of these teams are in tank for Zion mode, you know, tanking to the bottom of the league, but he's still out there putting out some good tape and, you know, posting these double-doubles in games that truly don't matter for the Knicks, but he's putting up fantasy points. And if he's in a super soft matchup, you know, you want to have him on your team at $4,700. Other options you can be considering, you know, Bobby Portis is a guy I feel goes overlooked sometimes. And, you know, this matchup for Washington tonight is actually pretty solid. We do see the Wizards playing down in pace tonight. That should be taken into account, but they're going up against the Mavericks, who are 24th against power forwards. Bobby Portis comes in at $6,700, which is maybe slightly more than I would want to pay for him, you know, considering they're playing down in pace, but the minutes are there for him. The production is variable, so I want to go to Portis in GPPs tonight. 28 minutes, 39 fantasy points, and then 27 minutes, 17 fantasy points, 26 minutes, 31 fantasy points. Like, that's a pretty big range. I will say, the game where he posted 17 fantasy points in 27 minutes, that was against Boston. We know they're a bit better, you know, defensively. He's posting, you know, 39 and 31 fantasy points against Minnesota and Brooklyn, teams you want to attack. Going up against the Mavericks tonight, another team you can be attacking, who are 24th against power forwards. So Bobby Portis playing down in pace, but has a favorable matchup, who has recent success against bad defenses, really does make a nice GPP option. So I think you can be, you know, spending up for, you know, Randall or Love as kind of your high dollar, you know, spends at power forward if you want to go that way. You can drop down and take a guy like Noah Vonleh, who's in a favorable matchup at $4,700. Maybe even go to Larry Nance for Cleveland as well, also in a favorable matchup. And then, you know, kind of settle in this mid-tier at some point to Bobby Portis at $6,700, who makes a nice GPP option tonight. Moving on to center and wrap this up, we have Karl-Anthony Towns coming in again as the most expensive option. He went out there last night and did what he's been doing in basically every single game, posting 65 fantasy points last night against the Thunder with 41 points and 14 rebounds. This means he is on the second night of a back-to-back that should be taken into account. He does have a tougher matchup tonight going up against the Pistons, who are 8th in defensive efficiency against centers. So this might be the spot to jump off the Karl-Anthony Towns train because of the matchup, because of the fact he's an elevated price and we don't want to be going there. Nikola Jokic, on the other hand, at 10.9 is in a fantastic spot going up against the Lakers, who are 23rd in defensive efficiency against centers. He is 10.9 tonight, and I think you can be firmly going to him knowing that he has double-double and triple-double upside in most matchups. I think that Jokic might be the guy you truly want to spend on. We don't have a super, super expensive point guard. You know, Ben Simmons comes in at 9.9. We don't have a Harden on the slate. So there's money available, especially if you're willing to go to some of the cheaper options, you know, I mentioned throughout. So Jokic is the guy I want to focus in on at the top. If you're looking to take some savings, look at someone like Jared Allen tonight. He comes in at $5,800 going up against the Cleveland Cavaliers defense, which is just so bad. They come in 30th in defensive efficiency against centers. Now, it has to be noted that Jared Allen has been very, very inconsistent as of late with his production and his minutes. He's playing 20, 18, 23, 22, 26, 31 minutes. You know, in this last six-game stretch, that's way too inconsistent probably for cash games, right? 18 minutes just doesn't cut it. He's posting 15, 9, 17, 31, 23, 35 fantasy points in this stretch. It's just way, way too inconsistent for cash games. But the matchup is super soft for him, so hopefully we can see him take advantage of it and reach and exceed value at only $5,800. If the minutes aren't going to be there, we can't be playing him in cash games, despite the matchup being so good. If you want to, you know, move up a little bit into this, you know, mid-tier between Jokic, a little bit higher than Jared Allen, you know, DeAndre Ayton is just getting it done night in and night out for the Suns. He's $8,500 tonight. He's out there posting double-doubles in four of his last five games. 45, 50, 34, 31, 33 fantasy points in this five-game stretch. He's going up against the New York Knicks tonight, who are actually pretty decent against centers. They come in eighth in defensive efficiency, but that is over the course of the season, you know, with a few different players, and they are dating back with, you know, Enes Kanter, obviously a few-game stretch with DeAndre Jordan, and now with Mitchell Robinson. So I like DeAndre Ayton tonight. The consistency is there. The minutes are there. He's just playing so much that with the ball in his hands this much, with the production we are seeing at 34, 33, 28, 25, 33, 34 minutes, you know, this side of the All-Star break, it's tough to pass up a guy who has shown a 50-point ceiling. He's $8,500, obviously just a bit cheaper compared to Jokic, so I really do like him tonight. It's probably more of a GPP play for me. I want to lean towards Jokic and cash games and just a much, much easier matchup. Thomas Bryant down at $4,700 is also a guy to consider tonight for tournaments. He's not playing enough minutes for cash games, but the matchup against the Dallas Mavericks is not something you want to pass on, who are 27th in defensive efficiency against centers. $4,700, obviously not very expensive. We have seen his production vary, but we have seen the ceiling or the potential on him. 15, 20, 30 fantasy points in his last three games, but he posted 54 fantasy points right before that, going up against Indiana back on February the 23rd. His minutes have dropped off since that game. He played 31 minutes in that game against Indiana. He's played 19, 16, and 19 minutes since then. He's $4,700. Is he that much of a risk? Not really. Is the matchup favorable for him tonight? Yes. Is this game have a higher over-under? Yes. Like, we have a couple positives, a couple negatives going for him. But I will say, even in some of these games, at 16 minutes, he's posting 20 fantasy points. In 19 minutes, he's posting 30 fantasy points. So hopefully, with this favorable matchup, in about 20 minutes, he should be able to reach and exceed one fantasy point per minute. All right, so that does it for today's podcast. Remember, it can be found on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Google Play. Make sure to subscribe. If you're listening to it on the Number Fire page, you can download it right below. Follow me on Twitter at DFS_Tom. And until next time, good luck in your contest.